We are doing the Tuesdays at Get Thoughts. We're in the basement. This is my buddy Matt. He owns the joint. He's been working hard because he's opening up a brand new room here at Get Parts. You want to do a quick commercial for your place there, Matt?
Might as well. Might as well. We just opened up the upstairs. We've got a bunch of pinball games.
Right.
And
a makeout lounge.
Makeout lounge, table 69.
It's called table 69?
I mean, in the computer it is. So.
In the computer. All right.
You know, we have to legitimize that fact.
No, Matt just added, I think I counted six.
There's six up there now. There's going to be seven or eight at the end.
Seven or eight pinball machines upstairs.
Total of 10.
I mean, this is the basement. Then you got the main level. Then you got the upstairs.
The attic. The grandpa's attic.
And now it's a pinball room, I guess. So yeah. With that, we say good afternoon to everybody. Lisa Connor with the good afternoon, GH. We got Joe Dale. We got Nick Umrick in. What's up, Nick? Tommy Festa. Hey, boys. Hey, cheers. Tommy Festa is going to be sending us a package. Package, too.
What is that one?
Tommy Festa said he's sending us a package here at Get Parts. You want to tell the people where they could send the packages and we do the unveiling live?
I'll just read it right off the box. Yeah, it's 228 West 72nd Street, New York, New York, 10023.
And someone sent me a package.
Here
actually,
at Get Parts.
Actually, it's Jason who should know better. Jason goes, hey, I don't know. They didn't deliver the package. I'll tell you why they didn't deliver. Sorry. Why they didn't deliver the package. First of all, my real name's not Opie, believe it or not. Second of all, you spelled my last name wrong.
And you got to put Gebhards on there.
And you got to put Gebfarts.
You could write Gebfarts. They'll know.
Right. Do you have a knife to open this
thing? I have a knife.
All right. Let's do the unveiling live on the goddamn show. Thank you, W Man. Henry, YouTube. What's up, Henry? How are you? We got Joe Dale. We got Steven. We got Gail. We got Sarah. Nicely done, Matt. She says, nicely done, Matt. All right.
Oh, yeah?
All right. Very good. Sup, gays.
That's us.
Well, we do have matching hats today.
Here's your boa.
Thank you. Yeah, I guess we could be on a gay cruise or something, Matt.
You want to? I've never done a cruise, let alone a gay one.
Oh, here's a shirt I'll never wear. I mean, this is awesome. What does it say? I can't say.
It says OP Radio.
I'm not wearing this.
It says OP Radio right on it.
How the hell am I? I can't wear a shirt that says OP Radio.
Plenty of room for the man tits in there and all.
Yo, hey, I'm right here.
You know?
I'm trying to lose 10 lbs. I'm
all down, right, something else.
I'm down. Thank you, Jason, up there in
That's
Indiana.
Pretty awesome, but this one.
Here, throw this in the garbage. What else we got?
Life's better at the beach.
Life's better at the beach. Wait, can you
see it?
Life's better at the beach, Gulf Shores, Alabama. That's it. All right. Thank you very much.
Next time, a little more.
Yeah, a little more. How about something for Matt?
Yeah.
You want? I'm gonna drink my beer right out of the mug.
You wash it first, huh?
I don't need a wash.
Open.
It's alcohol. Should we put the shirt on the kegs? It'll be part of our set. Thank you, Jason, for real. Jason was down in Alabama, and he thought of me, and he got me a couple boardwalk souvenirs, it looks like.
Nice.
I'll be there in April. Going to get some good usage out of the pinball machine. Oh, Jay Warren's going to be stopping by in April there, Matt. And he's going to be using the pinball machines up top.
Come on up.
How many bouts of intercourse occurred in that basement? Well, that's a question for Matt. Matt, do people come down here to get a little action in or what?
It ain't called a murder room for nothing.
All right. Well, we might have somebody in the murder room today. We'll have to wait and see. I want them to sweat it out a little bit in there. Bearded Humor. Where the hell have you been, Bearded Humor? I need to bring my package there again. Cheers, dudes. Yeah, we miss you.
Don't bang it on a pinball machine.
This is Andy. He's done this. What are we drinking today? I'm drinking the...
You have the five boroughs tiny juicy
IPA
little boy beer.
No,
I have surf beer from Montauk, big man's beer.
But I also had a Shiner Bock that you have on tap. That was pretty tasty as well.
Yep,
I like that.
Shiner Bock.
By the way, you guys, I mean, you picked a great day to check out our live stream from Tuesdays at Get Parts. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's Buy Us a Beer Day.
I forgot about that. How much does a beer cost?
I don't know. You tell me. I haven't bought a beer here in 6 months.
Well, let's say $100. Let's say $100.
No, I'm just saying if they give money, it's buy us a beer day.
Right, and beer's $100. So
it's $100. All right, we'll
look it up.
Yeah, so you know, this is your day to give back. It's buy us a beer day. So
do something right for once.
Yeah, do something right for once. You're right.
You know, it's beautiful weather out there. That was have that kind spirit.
That was our worst.
Feel like giving.
That was our worst unboxing yet. Is Jason still
Jason? The boa?
Jason,
like the boa?
Jason, earmuffs. That was our worst unboxing.
No. Look, that's going to go down in history.
What can I do with this?
We can leave it right there.
You know what? No, it's very colorful. So when I do my live streams in the morning, I'm going to put that in the window. Mm. Oh, yeah. It's a shark on a surfboard.
It'll make you happy every morning that you're not wearing it.
And then I got this. I got a mug.
That's nice.
Life's tough. Better at the beach. Gulf Shores, Alabama. All Alabama, right. Man. All right, should we get our first guest out of the murder room?
All right.
The band wearing the band T-shirt, LOL. Yeah, you're right. Get out of there. Come on out, guest. Well, you already know him.
Shut up.
Oh, damn.
He's fine now.
What are you talking about, Littlefoot?
Did you fix him? Did you fix somebody with that shovel?
I had to feed Ron. I had to make sure Ron was going to stay quiet.
Ron the waiter, is he in the murder room?
Chum bucket.
That's the last time anybody saw him.
Yeah, he was. You know, he was obsessing about The Departed the last time we hung out with him, right, Littlefoot? He loves that movie, The Departed. What's good, Matt?
Me?
Yeah, the guy's asking what's good. What have you been up to?
Hey, Joe. You know, we've just been working on it. We got a lot of work to do.
But you went to Porno for Pyros.
I went to Porno for Pyro. Perry Farrell killed it.
I guess I have a confession to make. Matt basically said, you know, there's tickets available. Why don't you come meet me and Wally? And I was
walk right on up to the front because there's a bunch of old farts in there anyway.
I was lazy. I was on my couch. And then Matt to try to entice me because I like the Perry Farrell. You like the Perry Farrell, Littlefoot?
Yes, I do.
He's great.
He's what a awesome. Talent. He's a real soul of a person.
A hot wife too,
and he's got a hot wife that does stripper moves on stage.
Yeah, with clothes on.
With the clothes on, and then Matt sent me a picture of how close he was to the stage, and then I tweeted it like it was my picture, bitches.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Jesus,
it's confession time. Yeah. That was Matt's picture.
You got a good dozen views on that.
Well, then people are like, hey, man, how's the show? I'm jealous. And I just made believe I didn't see their – then I made believe I didn't see their comments.
Well, better you tweet than me.
Where's the beer? Well, the beer's in my mug.
Got some beer.
We got beer. Oh, I was drinking the Shiner Bock that you have on tap.
You said that, yeah.
Holy crap.
It's good.
That beer
it's good beer.
It's kind of out
– Texas Pride.
It's a Texas beer right outside of Austin, I think.
It's, like Little Girl, Texas, where they make those little funky baby beers.
They make baby beers in Texas?
Whippy. It's good. No, I'm just kidding. It's fine.
All right.
Excuse me.
You gotta get the Redbird.
Oh yeah?
A little grapefruity, but on tap it drinks pretty good. Drinks pretty good.
All right.
Littlefoot, you know that it's buy us a beer day, right?
I heard that. It's the March pledge drive here at
Oakland. Yeah, the March. Send us a five or at least hit the like, you bitches.
For just $5 on nose.
I mean,
you can keep us in beer.
Or we could open up one of your old beers.
Well, that's what I'm hoping we'll get to.
Well, that's...
Oh, yeah, that other one from last week.
We get a little salad dressing beer.
Well, we had a salad dressing beer. It was a little vinegary, but I enjoyed it just the same. So there you go.
I think Scott had diarrhea on the way home.
Did he really?
Yeah. He was complaining about it. He was saying, you don't have to drink my beer.
He was bitching about it because the guy,
you know his problem? He's too tall and he hit his head on every last part of this basement.
Yeah, exactly. Roll tie. No roll tie.
Now he's stuck in an elevator.
Oh, that's right. Scott Watson.
I'm laughing because it's funny. Stuck in an elevator.
Scott Watson, who, you know, he's a meat and potatoes type of guy. He drinks the Guinness. He was supposed to meet us, and this is the message I just got. I'm stuck in between floors in the elevator of my assisted living building. Well, so I'm probably not going to make it, but at least now I hear them working on the doors. Didn't even realize the time. I would have let you know. So he's stuck in an elevator. Have you ever been stuck in an elevator?
I've not.
You?
I'd like to one day.
It's kind of fun. Just,
it's like a bucket list thing, right?
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
But now, do you want to be stuck by yourself?
I think it all depends on who you're stuck with. Well, you know, more often than not, you're in the elevator with somebody who's attractive. So that's all right. You know,
it's kind of fun. The more people, the merrier.
Yep.
And then you got to like divvy up the floor space until the stupid fire department comes. I don't know. I might know a thing or two about that.
They're not stupid.
Opie and the boys back in the dungeon. Hell yeah, man. So what else with the as far as the portal for Pyro's show goes?
What about it? Oh, who was that opener? I got to find out who that opener was. They were great.
Yeah. Did they play Jane's Addiction?
They did not play Jane's Addiction.
No Jane's Addiction. No,
they have.
Why? Perry Farrell. Oh, someone's phone just
I think they've got, Perry they've got for, two, three albums.
Yeah, but Perry Farrell wrote the Jane's Addiction
sure,
stuff.
But they weren't out as Jane's Addiction. They were touring as Portal for Pyro.
You sneak
with up. Mike Watt.
Mike Watt. Oh, I remember Mike Watt.
Yeah, bassist from Hell.
But they should have done like Been Caught Stealing. They should have done the Mountain Song. They should have done Jane Says.
Could have. They sounded great playing what they played, and I'm happy for them.
So basically, when Eddie Vedder does the solo thing, he doesn't break out Pearl Jam songs?
Sometimes he does.
That's not stupid. That's
he does, but Pearl he does. Jam will do some solo Eddie, songs.
Yeah.
Well, Eddie of course. Song. Because
Eddie will do some acoustic, you know.
Yeah.
Of it. Although he's got enough albums out that he could fill 2 hours of
easily
with his cover songs.
It's stupid. I think it's just stupid.
Well, you'd think it's stupid because you didn't go. If you had gone, if you were there, you'd be like, that was
that's
a great
why,
show.
That's why in the they 70s, they boycotted Addiction. Wings because they didn't play any Beatles.
Well, yeah. What?
Fucking Beatles.
You heard who died?
Who, Edie Gourmet.
Edie Gourmet.
No, sorry. The other one, Steve. That was Thursday.
Steve Lawrence?
Steve Lawrence. Who died?
Oh, Eric Carmen.
Oh, Hungry Eyes.
Hungry Eyes.
Yesterday.
Huh?
Died last night.
At the age of 74. Look it up. That's a bad age for guys. He just died because he made it to 74. If you don't know by now, a lot of guys die at 74. You make it past 74, you go all the way to 90 before you have to worry about dying again.
That's gotta suck.
74 is the age where a lot of guys die. I'm telling you, look it up for yourself.
I'm ready.
And Eric Carmen had two hits. What was the other hit? He had Hungry Eyes. What's the second hit?
Thirsty Butt.
Come on now.
It's a really weepy, mopey, All By Myself.
All By Myself. It's my theme song. Cheers. Cheers. Everyone left me. Cheers. Right. Enjoy.
Yeah, yeah,
cheers.
Enjoy myself.
Guy writes, are you guys being held by the Taliban? Oh, my God.
Nope.
No, we're not. Nope. Oh, damn. Look at this.
I can't hold shit.
Oh, W man. That was the package we opened up.
All right.
I gave them the address you gave me and wrote Greg Hughes, LOL. Sorry for the mess
up. It worked.
You don't like the shirt? I love this shirt.
We love
Robert,
the shirt.
You see the shirt I got?
It's airbrushed for your protection.
I love this shirt, Jason. I'm just making fun. I don't know where I can wear it.
To the beach? To movie night on the beach.
It would be like Robert Plant wearing a Led Zeppelin shirt. W, man, I love this shirt. Stop. I love the mug even more, though. Cheers. Cheers on the mug. Look. Life's better at the beach, Gulf Shores, Alabama. Why did everyone get quiet on me? All right. Tommy Festa, very good news. If you're just checking in, it's Buy Us a Beer Day, so that's really good news for you.
That's most of one beer. Thank you.
So we just made we made our first beer. We could share a beer together. Tommy Festa, $9.99 beers for the boys. Cheers to talking about inappropriate stuff and making Littlefoot tiptoe off camera. Cheers. Tommy watches. There are times I finally let people in on that. I go, there are times that Littlefoot will all of a sudden just tiptoe off camera, and that's because we're talking about something edgy. Maybe, I don't know, maybe the turf war in Bangkok that made TMZ.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to look up on that a little bit.
So
maybe there's some security cam footage.
Well, there was a turf war in Bangkok. The prostitutes are getting really, really mad because, like, what's the turf war? Like, aren't they all the same type of...
Look, they got their areas they got to work, you know?
So supposedly some of the ladies... Quote, ladies, are you good?
You're good
so far? All right, Robert's good.
We didn't cover this story, so I'm excited.
All right. So supposedly some of the ladies are pissed off at the other ladies because they're on their turf.
You took my man
and taking some of the clients away. So they had an all out brawl in Bangkok, and it was in the area you hang out in.
I mean, not all the time. I've been there. I don't know. Hang out. I would say hanging out.
I think Matt's going to walk off camera.
Back in the old days, when the show started, and you were at Westwood, and that god-awful studio. Actually, it kind of looked like this.
The studio they built me at Westwood.
This is nicer than what we had at Westwood.
This
One.
Is definitely nicer.
That would have been said before. About
but the it was on 42nd Street, right in basically a block from Times Square. And Opie and Carl came in. And
Carl and I. Carl and I.
Opie and Carl came
me
in.
Me and Carl. No, I'm going to go me and Carl.
Before you know,
me went there.
I think it was before you guys had badges, so I think that's why I had to escort you upstairs. But I hung downstairs with Carl because he needed to finish his cigarette. So Carl and I are chatting, and in front of us were two, like an Elmo and a Superman, you know, the character, fighting in front of the building.
They fight all the time.
And Carl and I looked at each other. We came up with the same line, which was, you know, 50 years ago, there was a fight happening for that section of street. But it was between two women.
Prostitutes.
And the fight was different, I guess.
When Times Square was very dirty and seedy.
Yes.
Most people don't know that.
Yes.
You could go online and see all those characters being
Thanks, Julian.
Being handcuffed with their heads off and being shoved into an NYPD patrol car. Yes. Happy Tuesday to the basement, boys. Thank you. It's Buy Us a Beer Tuesday. Cheers. And I, you know what? I'm low already. Oh.
To the Spanish King!
The Spanish King! What else is going on with you, Littlefoot, before we get our next guest?
Just
chilling?
Just chilling, man.
Are you still doing some of your painting? Did you tell Matt about your painting?
I remember you talking about your painting. Are you getting good yet?
I've been getting some compliments. You know, it's early days.
Mom likes them, huh?
Well, look.
No, actually.
no, she doesn't.
He showed me his paintings, and they're really nice. No, Eric Cartman's not dead. It was Eric Cartman.
Jay Ward. It's just Kenny.
All by myself. But like you do like some of that abstract stuff, so you don't really know what's good and bad. Like also, you could literally be the next great painter where you give it to like an art deal and they're like, holy shit, and you become a multimillionaire.
That's the after media doesn't pay anymore. That's the goal.
You got to be dead. So we can take care of
that.
Get
back in the room.
We can take care of that with a shovel and the murder room. I forgot. Most of those people have to be dead and then they start making money, right? I forgot. But you're still painting?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Very therapeutic.
Uh-huh.
All right. How long are you going to live, Ope? Live, Jesus! Well, holy crap!
You have a plan?
Yeah.
Did you write it out?
The numbers, right? It's 27, 57, 74, and then 90. Those are the.
Why 54? I didn't. 57.
No, 57.
Why 57?
That's when the next batch of guys.
74 is a big one. I'm telling you right now.
Let's just all do 74 then.
74 would be all right.
Just make a pact.
I think after 74, it just sucks.
I still want to go to one. I want to be 104.
No way.
Why you want to be 104? Well, I want to be.
Nobody's going to be happy about that.
I want to be a lucid, fairly healthy 104. I want to see the tricentennial.
Why?
So I can show up on television.
We're not going to make it. Waste your life.
Oh man, I said it like as soon as my balls hit the water when I sit down in the morning, I know it's over and that's it. That is it. Contract done. I tap out. You guys bootlegging booze down there? And we gotta stop singing. Why? I like wall by my say elf.
The ceiling's starting to shake when you do that.
Sorry there.
Asbestos dumping in my beer every time you
Super chats get precedent and members of my YouTube channel. So let's go. You pick the day. It's Buy Us a Beer Tuesday. So let's see. Vela, how do you say his name?
Velasa Mackerel.
Did you get that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Ope, is it true if someone sends something to Gephardt, you will sign it? I'd love to have some signed memorabilia if you did that.
Or I'll take it to get signed in Thailand.
Oh, yeah. Now you send something here. Can you do the self-addressed stamped envelope? Make it easy. And we got FedEx close to here, so I can even drop it off at the FedEx. Just make it easy, and yes, I'll sign anything.
All right.
Except the contract.
Sign here.
I'm allergic to signing a contract. yeah. I think that's what took out Epstein. He reached 74. Was Epstein 74? Oh, wow. That's 70.
Speaking of Epstein, let's bring our guest on.
Why?
That's an odd segue.
Yeah, that now it's awkward for everybody, what? Matt.
I don't know. I just wanted to transition. Who's
our guest? We got a brand new person to the Tuesdays at Get Fox.
Yeah, she's a friend of the bar.
She?
She.
Oh, my God. I didn't dress for a she.
Well, you did not dress.
Didn't dress for a she.
Quick, put your man boobs away. We got a girl.
I don't have man boobs. I only have man boobs when I'm over 190 pounds. All right. Hey, Ope, and seller.
What are you, 189 right now?
You son of a bitch.
I have no internet down here. That's cool.
What? What do you mean no internet?
You got to go jack it off the machine.
We got internet right here. We're on the Wi-Fi. Internet. You know what sucks about Scott Watson not being here? We have no one to get us beers.
You want to go upstairs and get that Wi-Fi?
Sure.
You got him. Anyway, so.
Well, Matt signed something for fans using no hands or feet. Well, that's sort of what he was getting at. Yeah, we have a. We have a gal that can sign some stuff without the hands and without the feet and without the mouth
and with a broken leg
and and maybe a broken leg. Sure. Oh, you guys coming in? All right, yeah. Who's our guest?
All right, so Claire. Her name is Claire.
Okay.
Claire's a comedian.
Okay.
And she's also our trivia host and dear friend.
Okay.
And she's kind and wonderful.
Okay.
And
so be nice. You're basically telling me to be nice, right?
No, I didn't say that.
You want me to be nice? You want me to be on my best behavior?
To the best of my understanding of the person.
All right.
Well, we're going to beat the shit out of her.
I hope my breath is fresh.
It isn't. Hey, Claire, come on in.
Hey, Ope, I want your hat.
Look, it's Claire.
What's up?
That's Claire.
Well, I'm too old for Epstein's Island, but I'm too young for you, so.
You're trust me, yes. You're how old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, my God! What?
Told you, it's crazy.
22.
Good, get us some beer. You're over 22.
I'm barely
right?
old enough.
You're 22?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're Asian, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that obvious?
It's obvious.
Yeah, I feel like I either hear it's extremely obvious or people will try to tell
or
me.
Or you're a liar.
Yeah, they're trying to tell me I'm lying about my own race. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you guys. Do you want to meet my little Vietnamese grandma? Like,
it's it might be your age, though, because you're only 22. You got the porcelain skin like the Asians. Can I say that? Oh, my God.
You can say
okay.
That. Yeah,
what
yeah,
can
yeah.
I say?
Well, you can't ask me. I'm a white guy.
Yeah, but
I can't authorize any of this crap.
What can I say? What can I? When it comes to Asian,
I mean, your wife's more Asian than me, so.
That's right. She'll kick your ass if you try to say she ain't.
Exactly.
Right. All right. I could say another thing about Asians, but that one would be bad.
Which one?
No. No.
Well, don't do it.
Well. What?
Remember, had you known me 30 years ago?
What happened? All right. What's up, Claire? How are you?
What do you do for fun?
I'm great. What do I do for fun?
Yeah. What do you do for fun is right.
Oh.
Because you're always working.
Yeah, I kind of am always working. I don't really get to have fun right
now. You're a comedian. All you do is work and hustle and try to get spots, right?
Heavy lifting.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I love it, you know. Good. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here doing it.
That's true.
I can make a lot more money doing pretty much anything else.
Yeah, I imagine that.
Like, what got you into comedy?
I have a theater background.
It's a hell of a question.
Theater background.
Can we talk more about that question? That was really good.
That was
holy crap,
dude! You've
where
done
did you get these questions from?
We got a fucking Larry King about us. Oh my God! I didn't know we were hanging with Larry King.
What do you do for fun? You know this guy.
I know. I'm just like,
it just embarrasses the shit out of me.
I'm just like. Why are we
hanging? That's a good tee up, you know?
That's a great question. Let me go to my super chat, though, because it's Buy Us a Beer Tuesday. I don't know if you know that. Matt, have Oak film the new digs in the bar, and I'll cut together a commercial.
All right.
No.
You got yourself a deal.
No, we're not doing that. No, that's extra work. No.
It's not extra work.
Are you Asian?
Me, no.
Well, some people say I got the,
you're just lazy. You can't open your eyes.
I got the,
the no epicanthal fold.
Look, I can open my eyes.
That is a great band name.
Epicanthal fold.
Mm-hmm.
What's an epicanthal?
I think that's the word. Epicanthal fold.
Did you go to, you went to Yale, didn't you?
I did.
Asian studies.
I know she's Asian. I know she went to Yale. It's so obvious. It's she's like way smarter camera. Than us.
No.
Do you do Wordle?
Did you say it right?
I said Wordle.
World.
I did when it was like super popular.
It's not popular anymore. I was trying to.
Now you won't be seen with it.
Oh, all right. I was trying to relate to.
Oh, is it like a? Is Wordle now like a middle part? Is it just over?
No, I just feel like Wordle has now become the New York Times crossword. You know, like you only do it if you're like at least 45 and have enough disposable income for a New York Times game subscription.
Oh my God! I
what's the new cool thing, 22-year-old?
Yeah. Tell some of the cool things, 22-year-old.
What should we be doing if we want to feel young and
fresh? I am so not the authority on cool things to do at 22.
Well, you know what's not cool? So,
yeah. What do 22-year-olds do?
Oh, 22-year-olds. I mean, I feel like this has always been a thing, but 22-year maybe it hasn't. But I don't know. 22-year-olds do love weird raves in the woods.
What
raves?
Raves
in the woods?
Are still a thing.
Oh yeah, dude, weird 22-year-olds
can handle the woods.
Oh yeah,
you can't handle the woods. Get the hell out of here. You guys don't know how to handle the woods.
I'll show you
like
the woods.
Full on glow sticks.
Come with me. I'll show you the damn woods
routine. Detroit.
Glow sticks, pacifiers, EDM, that whole routine.
Fuck if I know, I'm not cool.
Oh, well.
Pacifiers? You just aged us, Robert. That was
my
like the late 90s.
Pacifiers. Yeah. She's done with them.
Do you like drag a keg into the woods?
Hmm?
Ah, what God,
kids,
so
you don't go to the
they're probably not
no,
drinking
no,
beer.
I heard that kids
oh,
go to the
oh, my God.
Race.
You don't drag
no,
a keg into the woods?
I'm not cool. I you know, but also, yeah, I feel like 22-year-olds don't really drink beer.
They don't drink beer. What do they drink?
Straight liquor.
What? Straight liquor and pills,
all that
right?
White Claw crap.
Yeah.
All little White Claw,
bananas,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, because you bit.
It's like straight shots and then a White Claw to chase.
I was going to call you, not you, but your kind bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, we have a beer distributor out east and all the beer is going away so they can make fucking room for the
seltzers
and the White Claws.
Yeah, everybody's got their own.
And all the girls come in to get their White Claws.
Yeah, and all the big dudes are drinking strawberry White Claws.
Bro, we can get...
See that crap?
What are they doing?
Drinking, I don't know, fruity White Claws. It's a cool thing for... construction dudes and shit. Now.
They're drinking that shit?
Everybody has gone to the fluff nope. side.
Everyone is fluffing.
I just want a dank old IPA.
Ope and I tried one at the... I don't even think we finished. We each tried and we got maybe a quarter way through and we realized this was horrible.
Yeah,
we started kissing each other.
We didn't start making out.
That's not when we finished.
We were at a Knicks game, Matt. We're not going to make out at a Knicks... Oh,
a
what?
Knicks game make you know?
But we were behind the basket, right?
Yeah.
How many rows up were we?
We were
like five.
No,
six.
We were. There were no rows. Oh, we were back. We were on the floor.
We were pretty close.
Yeah.
And then they sold us this. What was it? A White? No, it was
one of the high time. What
it was one
the
of
other.
Those dumb giant White Claws that we shared.
It was shared in two straws and you gave
it was
claw?
It was a blackberry.
Was like, I don't know.
Blackberry, I think. All right.
Leslie Jones was about 4 feet away from us, making fun of us.
Leslie Jones. I thought that was Tracy Morgan.
Well, neither one of us got pregnant, so it wasn't him.
No. What else, Claire?
Do you want me to answer that question? The what?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yeah.
What are you
to bring that back?
Yeah, I've got a theater background, so I've always liked
the
performing.
Real question that you asked.
Yeah.
Ah,
Theater background.
Theater background, and
What was the biggest theater piece you did?
Well, I have a musical theater background, so
Bye Bye Birdie.
So I'm insufferable.
Did you do Bye Bye Birdie?
I didn't do Bye Bye Birdie. That happened in my high school the year before I got there.
All right.
There's only like 10 musicals that high schools do. So.
What was your favorite one that you did?
Probably.
Witness for the Prosecution? I was the bailiff.
The Addams Family musical.
There's a musical of the Addams Family.
That was
Who
really
fun.
I was Wednesday.
No,
you
that
did
tracks.
Wednesday?
That tracks.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the Wednesday face. I could see it. I could
see
the bangs.
Just completely monotone. Oh, yeah. I had the bangs. I had like a wig on. A dark wig. I also carried a crossbow around with me the entire show.
Ooh,
it was very fun. I had a great time.
All right.
oh,
by the way, F the Addams Family on the TV with the Tim Burton.
F them?
Yeah, too violent.
What?
We had to turn it off because the show is awesome, but then...
The Wednesday, that's the one you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, whatever it was called, but there was too much violence. We had to turn it off.
It's not for little kids?
No, it should be for little kids. They don't need all that violence.
I don't know. I like violence.
You like violence?
I like it.
Right. Tommy Fest is thinking what we're all thinking. She was born in 2002.
I actually wasn't.
I want to die right now. Thanks, boys.
2001, Tommy. 2001. It could be worse.
2001. So
that's right.
It was
before or after?
You were born right before I got
after.
After.
Mm-hmm.
So, what? She was born into the new world.
12 days after.
She was born into the airport security world.
9/11.
Wait, you
were say that?
She was born in 2001.
Wait, you were barely alive for 9/11.
I was alive
she was alive. Oh my
alive.
Get out! Get out! Are you serious?
My 9/11 story is that my mom was on maternity leave with me and was at home with a big pregnant belly watching it on TV. And her whole building got evacuated because she worked in the tallest building in in Detroit. And so obviously didn't hit Detroit.
Yeah, but really think about hitting Detroit, right?
Holy shit.
Yeah. I feel like Detroit was more relevant.
Let's go get the car industry. Oh.
You were 1 year old when I did one of the biggest radio pranks with Anthony and we got fired. You were one. Sex for Sam, she was 1 year old.
So that means we can't talk about it?
No, it's just weird. It's just weird for everybody.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Yeah. Right.
I choose not to think about stuff like that because head just explodes.
Should be the name of Claire's comedy special. What?
Should be.
What should be the name of her comedy special?
What? Born 12 days after 9/11?
Born 12 days after 9/11. All right. Jesus. That's.
I don't know what all the fuss
what
is.
What was more tragic, 9/11 or Claire's birth?
Wait, what is it?
Oh, yeah, you're going to get tons of inspiration.
Oh, you don't want to read the comments. What was more tragic? 9/11
that's okay. I was on national TV when I was 16. I've heard worse.
Oh, wait.
Would you do that?
What do you mean you were on national TV?
Was it on Cops?
No, I was on Jeopardy.
Oh, Jeopardy. Oh. Really?
Yeah, you didn't know this?
I don't know much about
you.
You hired me to run your trivia night, and you didn't know that I was on Jeopardy?
Didn't know that.
She does
your trivia night? You were on Teen Jeopardy?
I was on Teen Jeopardy.
How much you win?
$100,000.
No way.
It's okay. I went to college. That's how I paid for Yale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
What was the
buy me a beer.
What is it called?
The final Jeopardy question.
Well, I actually got my final Jeopardy question wrong. My very last one.
Still won.
But I had a runaway
and
game.
Still won. Dropped the mic.
What was the question? I'll get it right.
It was
$5.
$5.
I bet you get it wrong.
It was this is the official fruit of Washington, D.C.
Oh, shit.
Lindsey Graham.
This is probably Mitch McConnell, too.
Fruit of Washington, D.C. Wait, I'm going to go with peaches.
It is not peaches. That's cherry. Georgia.
Cherries?
It's the cherry.
Cherry blossoms.
Wait, cherry blossoms.
Because the cherry blossoms.
That one's obvious.
But it's actually, because of the cherry blossoms. That's like a fun side effect. The reason it is because of George Washington supposedly chopping down the cherry tree.
You don't even know that?
Yeah. But he didn't live in Washington, D.C.
He cut down a cherry tree.
Which didn't happen.
Why would you cut down a cherry tree?
It didn't happen. I cannot tell a lie. It didn't happen.
By the way, Tuesday is not going well.
What is that?
It's not going
well. Look, I'll front you guys. I'll go get us some beer. And then you just get me later, right?
Don't leave me.
What do you want? I'm going to leave you with this and that.
No, she's a kid. Don't leave me with a kid. I got enough kids. All right.
Only I can get the beer. Do you want a beer?
Please. And thank you.
Little Fudd, move to the big seat.
You want a
beer?
You want a beer, right?
How old's your grandfather? That's a good question coming up.
My grandfather?
Yeah.
One of them's 81.
Whoa, okay, that's a real grandfather.
And the other one is, I have to do the math, I want to say...
Older than 74?
He's older than 74. He is 76.
Oh, he's going to make it a 90. You're good. Wait, why do you have old grandparents? If you're 22, you could have grandparents in their 60s.
You think my mom had kids when she was 18?
How old was your mom when she had you?
My parents were both 30.
All right, there you go.
They're career people.
So that explains.
What do they do for a living?
Engineers.
Of course.
Yeah, they're boring, but you know they're stable.
Don't downplay how smart you are.
Yeah, so I had real high expectations to live up to. I had to somehow do better than an engineer with master's degree.
And you had the Asian in you, and the Asian moms are rough.
But see, I don't have Asian mom. I have an Asian dad.
See, people thought I was kidding. I know she's part Asian. It's obvious. I'm going to go.
Yeah,
I'm going to go Vietnam.
Is this your guess as to what kind of Asian I am?
Yeah.
And that is correct. But I also... Didn't I say that earlier?
When Opie gets it right,
don't give my tricks away. Yeah, you might have said it earlier. Go back into a tunnel. What are you doing to me? People were like impressed, like, oh, wow.
I mean, I guess I could. I think I'm a little too big now to crawl back up into the birth canal, but that's
allegedly.
Oh, the Vietnam tunnels.
Oh, okay. It was a race joke, not an age joke.
That's not a race joke.
More of a war joke, I think.
That wasn't a war joke. It was just a fun fact about Vietnam. Like when people go to Vietnam, they go in the tunnels and check them out.
That were dug during the war,
which is the creepiest thing I could only imagine. Your job is to go in the tunnels to find all the,
you know. That's terrifying.
Of course it's terrifying. And they had the advantage and they had all these.
Says the three people in the murder basement.
They had all the trap doors and everything. She loved it.
I will happily take the murder basement over the Viet Cong tunnels.
Sure.
I want to go to Vietnam. You want to go to Vietnam, Robert?
Hey, look, man.
My father says it's beautiful.
Flights are expensive.
He was sort of forced to go.
How are they expensive?
A flight to Vietnam?
Yeah, it's got to be
$1,000 something, right?
$28.
No, not from there to Cambodia.
$28 at the flight of Vietnam.
No, that's how he. That's it.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's not working.
Yeah, you know they pay cancer biologists shockingly little.
In what, Vietnam?
No, in America.
Yeah, I know. I got I got a brain surgeon in my family, and they don't. You know, you would think a brain surgeon would get money, and no.
Yeah, no, my day job, I'm a cancer biologist, and I...
Whoa, hang on a second. So you have a doctorate?
No.
You're a cancer biologist. What are you doing here?
I work in a cancer lab. We're in Columbia.
We're a bunch of bums. What are you doing here? Go upstairs.
Yeah,
so that's like the fallback. That's the job so you can afford to go to the clubs, but you really want to...
That's what you went to Yale for?
I double majored. I did biology, and I did theater.
All right, so your day job for real. Walk us through what you're trying to do with your day job. Trying to like cure some of these cancers? What are you doing?
Do you want like a really nerdy scientific explanation of what I do for a living?
Not?
Okay, so I work specifically with myelodysplastic syndrome, which is like a precursor disease to acute myeloid leukemia.
Of course, I knew that. Robert didn't know it, but now you know it for the
crossword puzzle. Man, Matt's back for the nerd shit. I'm so sorry.
Nah, you're gonna want to go back. You're gonna want to go back upstairs.
We're talking like that,
dude. She is like ridiculously smart.
Anyways,
that's what she keeps saying.
Wait till you hear this.
That's yours.
She's speaking some weird language right now.
So my research focuses on RNA splicing factor mutations.
Yeah, that's yours.
And how
What? Wait, slow that down.
RNA splicing factor mutations.
I don't know, man.
What does that mean? Can you dumb it down for us?
Okay.
Hold on, wait.
We got DNA. We all made a DNA.
Time that
right?
No, I get it.
We all made a DNA.
All right.
And then,
all right, I'm with you. All right.
And then the DNA gets turned into RNA. And then the RNA gets turned into protein, and we're all made of proteins, right? Everything we're all made of proteins because cell, right?
I got some.
We got proteins all over us.
We're made of stardust, too.
Did you know that?
That's a reference to something, right? That I'm too young for.
No, it's the universe. Yeah, but everything is made of
stardust.
All
too young for that.
True.
How dare you?
But so, basically...
You didn't say except you.
You're mad because you just hoped.
It takes about 90 minutes to get a story out.
That's okay. I've gathered. Cheers.
All right, so DNA, RNA.
So the RNA...
Now we're down to protein.
Protein.
Right. So we've only got so much space for DNA in our cells. And so basically the way that we make so many different proteins and make so many different things happen in our body is that we take the DNA, we turn it into RNA, and then we cut and paste it together in weird ways to get different combinations of things that make different proteins. And so my research focuses on what happens if you cut the RNA wrong.
Ah.
And you cut the RNA wrong, and how does that cause cancer? Because there are several cases in which it
so
does.
You're around there making wrong cuts trying to cause cancer.
I'm around there trying to figure out what wrong cuts do what to cancer.
And are you doing this to mice or something?
I
or old ladies
or old ladies on the Upper West Side?
Look, Ron's back there. You could, we'll happily let you use him.
And he's got to have something.
And everyone knows you cut the green wire.
I'll stick Ron under a big UV light. And then that'll give
Oh, no, you don't want to put him anywhere near a black light or anything like
that. No, that's right. I feel like I don't want to put anything in this basement under a UV
light. Wow, I guess I did lose my virginity.
So what have you discovered with your research?
That's highly confidential.
For real?
Why are you talking about it on the freaking internet?
I can talk about my generic research, but I can't talk about what discoveries I've made until I put the paper out.
Are we getting a little closer, at least? No.
AI and quantum computing will solve a lot of these issues, it right, Claire?
Probably, tell them. I will say that AI is probably going to be really big thing in biology in the next few years, in biotech. But
I'm smart.
We should have had Meet You back on the show instead.
We don't need Meet You. We got Claire. Hello. She's cheaper.
She has
a personality. Meet You Kaku doesn't have a personality when he's not talking about biology.
Oh, he's a real Asian, though.
He is a real Asian, Claire.
We got.
What can I say? I'm colonized.
Colonized. All right. Nothing wrong with that. John Court's $4.99.
So is Vietnam, right?
Exactly. That's how I came to exist.
Can we acknowledge John Court's fibers and bikes? Click on something new. Thank you.
Thank
Cheers. Cheers to our new friend, Claire. Can't really hang out with her ever again.
Thanks for putting up with this crap.
But that's all right. I used to work with people that would love to hang out with you. Trust me.
They were smart.
Thanks for...
They would have loved to hang out with you about 5 years ago, actually. But you might be a little too old for them, but... Okay, anyway. Anywho.
I love math.
No, have you...
It's Matt.
I thought you were going to say it's meth.
It's meth.
So have you...
it's my name.
Have you made some real discoveries for real? Could you at least say that? Something that's like...
I made
shit.
A really interesting discovery in January that we're working into a paper right now.
Really? Holy shit. Right. Yeah. Are you a stand-up comedian? No.
Because every minor little discovery in cancer, it's all like towards one big picture. Like every researcher, the odds that you actually do something that is going to be like the cure to cancer, so small.
Right.
Everyone's doing their little tiny part to eventually be put together
in
a big
picture.
You don't
want to find the cure because then big cancer will knock you out.
Oh, we got the cures already. They're just making Claire like, oh, yeah, that's cute. They already have it.
I wish.
Tell them, Claire. Tell them.
I wish.
Tell them.
It would make my life so much easier.
Then you could just be a comedian.
Then I could just be a comedian. I wouldn't have to appease my Asian family.
All right.
Why are
you say laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah, that was going to be my essay when I was going to apply to med school.
When did you apply to med school?
I did not apply to med school.
What year were you in college? Tell everybody.
You mean college that she went to as a joke?
Oh, wait. She just left college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Well, she just graduated like a year ago.
Yeah, I graduated in May.
No, all kidding aside, they said quantum computing is going to actually help the whole medical field. Because a lot of the research, isn't it like trying combinations of shit?
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, there's almost an infinite number of combinations. Yeah, and with quantum computing, they'll be able to do all that instantly.
Boom.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have a lot of friends are in like that specific area of biology. Because so much of it is just, trial and error. And you don't have enough hands to...
Enough.
Try everything. That's what she said.
We're mice.
Probably.
That's not what she said.
Do you get paid well to do
that's
this?
That's what I said.
Do you get paid well?
Do I get paid well?
Yeah.
No, that's the whole point. That's why I said I can't afford to go to Vietnam.
Down here with us.
Oh, yeah, you said that. Aren't
your family's not going
to
help?
Flights to Vietnam are what?
I want to see it.
$28?
28?
No, one day
from
I
Bangkok,
will.
Yes, from Bangkok.
No, I mean from America. You just fly with a few chickens and
it's not how it works, man.
Yeah, one of these days I will go. I'll go. Hopefully, in the next few years, I'll go with my grandma before it's too late. You know, not to be morbid.
Too late for your grandma.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, she's getting up there.
Fly the body back.
Wow, you're really
dark today, Matt.
You know, it's normal.
She went to Yale. She's working on cancer, and she's a stand-up. That's crazy to me. Who's your influence as a comedian?
Oh, I got a few of them.
Oh, sorry, Robert. That was your question.
No, my question is going to be, who's your influence as a biologist?
Okay. Harder question.
Oh, go into comedy.
We want the answer to both those things.
Okay, comedy.
But one answer for both. Right.
Well, definitely. So I do a combination of stand-up and musical comedy. So Bo Burnham. as an influence.
Bo is amazing.
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. I've been following him since I was like...
His stupid documentary that he made during COVID. It was amazing. What was the name of that thing?
Inside.
Inside. He did a whole documentary of being stuck inside. That was absolutely fantastic. Brilliant.
It was a big thing a few years ago.
I saw Barbie.
Thank you.
Emerald Fennell was in that.
Barbie movie.
I'm not cheers.
Yeah. Cheers. I'm cheers in the Barbie movie.
I'm a feminist.
I am 75% a white woman.
I'm a feminist. Cheers. That's a feminist.
All right, so Bo Burnham, who else?
Well, Eric is totally right in the comments.
Hold on. Margaret Cho. I'm trying to hear a story. No, we got a problem. What? That's not cheering the Barbie movie.
Yeah, I didn't see it, so I can't cheers.
Okay, that's more acceptable than not cheersing it because you have a problem with it.
I just don't have any connection to it whatsoever.
You have a daughter.
Yeah, she's too young for it, thank God.
Oh. You see the Mean Girls remake?
It's bad. I mean, the acting was good, but the
casting was bad, right?
Yeah, I don't understand casting. What they did with Angry Rice. I don't understand that decision.
The casting was terrible for the new Mean Girls.
I will say
a lot of singing in the new Mean Girls. Did you see Mean Girls?
Renee Rapp.
I don't know it. I don't know.
You like her?
Oh, I love Renee Rapp. I love.
She's funny.
Who's she?
She was Regina George.
Oh, she was thick.
Every
THICC.
Yeah, every Gen Z man and woman, we love her.
I like the Indian broad.
Oh, yep, her too. She was hilarious.
What was her name?
Ivantika.
No, I mean, what's her character's name?
Karen.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Lindsay Lohan broad in the remake. No, man, it didn't make any sense. She was too old, right?
Just like, I don't know. Maybe this is going to come off unfeminist, but if you are going to cast someone who can't sing in the Mean Girls movie, at least cast a hot person.
Yeah, she
that sounds right.
Like, no, I don't think that's
not hot. You can't
speaking
sing.
Like a casting director.
She wasn't hot. She's right. She wasn't hot.
I thought maybe she was going to have like this really lovely voice, and then it was clearly she was so auto-tuned the entire time. I was like, what was the point of her? She's not famous. She's not hot, and she can't sing. What was the point of this person?
Matt doesn't like girls.
What?
I like girls, but I repress that.
Because you don't like the Barbie movie.
That has nothing to do with liking or disliking girls.
You just saw the Barbie movie.
He just hasn't had a chance yet.
You have been busy, man. Throwing hammers around.
Oh, yeah. Matt works for
putting up pinball machines.
Oh, man.
But for everyone that saw the movie theater, thank you.
Women, thank you.
Yeah, we thank you.
Yeah.
I just...
All right, so you have to... In order to support women, you have to go watch Barbie? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And if you don't, just go give your money to the theater.
You don't like women.
Then you don't like women.
You don't
then you're a misogynist.
Do you have Max?
What?
Max streaming.
Oh, Max?
I don't have it.
The worst streaming service?
Are we talking about Max?
No,
the
it's
worst?
The best. It's
no,
the,
it's not.
It is the best.
The best of the worst. Let's agree to disagree.
Do you have it?
No.
It took us 40 minutes to get the movie to play on Max streaming.
Well, that's
you really wanted to see it then, huh?
Mean Girls.
You call me next.
You really wanted to see it for 40 minutes. Trying to get this thing to work.
Wait, where were we? So
Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho is one of your...
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no.
I mean...
No kidding.
Look, I know I wasn't alive for a lot of her, like, seminal
you
work.
You weren't alive for Margaret Cho's... Oh, my God.
The 90s?
Oh, of course, the 90s. I know, that was ancient.
Or I was a toddler, like 2003, Notorious CHO. Mm-hmm. That's when that came out? Yeah.
Oh, my God. You were a toddler when that came out?
Mm-hmm. But...
Well, we were young during Carlin.
Don't say Carlin. You shut the fuck up. Carlin's been dead for 20
years. Who is that dead guy?
Jesus. Robert, shut up.
All right, so who are you going to give us another
younger on
who else is your influence?
Well, you know, I mean, every comedian with a brain will say Carlin and Pryor. Like,
all right, you go Carlin or Pryor.
But beyond that?
Beyond that, you know who one of my, I've got two really big influences who are not as well known. They're like medium famous right now.
All
right,
go ahead.
There's one guy, Josh Johnson. He's a writer on The Daily Show, and he's a regular at the Comedy Cellar. He's freaking hilarious. He does this bit. Like, I think it was the bit that made him, like, pseudo-famous was about how, so he grew up black in rural Louisiana, and it was a bit about how he, when he first got access to a computer, instead of looking up porn when he was, like, 13, decided to catfish the KKK.
Oh, damn.
And sent KKK member, sent this KKK member on like a wild goose chase around his rural town.
Yeah, that's funny.
But he does a lot of like topical political comedy and like just based on the current events. Man will, I will open up social media and he will have an entire set that day about something that happened in the news that day. Like
it's one of these.
So I've got a question based on something you just said. Now you just said I'll open up social media.
Mm-hmm.
Is there? I mean, I only hear people older than us say that.
For the love of God, don't mention AOL, Robert, please.
No, or but MySpace. Like, I mean, is it like all the platforms, or do you have a preferred platform?
Up, well, I think
you know the password.
Oh, now you're mad at me because I said you don't like girls.
I'm so angry with you.
I said you don't like girls. Now you're going to make fun of my age. I get it.
No, I said you still have a MySpace. It's not a thing.
I think, like, obviously TikTok has
didn't turn that stream on.
TikTok has, like, a...
That's where the rest of the fans are. That's where we're going to get our $100.
Right.
Mm.
So are you on Instagram or are you
I'm on Instagram and TikTok. Like those are kind of my two main platforms.
Oh, how do we follow Claire? Perfect question right now.
Yeah, I'm on TikTok.
You're going to get at least 2 new followers.
Oh, amazing.
Enjoy.
I'm on TikTok at Claire Satt, ClairSat.
Is that your last name, Satt?
Sattler. It's just short.
Oh.
And then on Instagram, I'm just at Claire.Sattler, SATTLER.
Okay.
It's pretty easy to find me. If you look up Claire Jeopardy on the internet, you can find me easier.
Who'd you beat?
I was in the teen tournament.
No, I know, but who'd you beat? Like, was it some egghead?
I mean, we're all eggheads. That's how we got there.
Are any of those other teens as successful as you now?
Oh, that's a good question.
I would say a lot of them are on the route to being more successful. A lot of them are still in school.
Who was the host?
I was on with Alex Trebek.
Wow. You are.
Yeah. I'm at least old enough for that.
How is he?
Yeah, no, I know. Besides that, but was he great?
He
nice?
Was wonderful.
Yeah.
Alex Trebek was so nice. Although
I got a connection to Alec Trebek.
Okay. That's his other guy. The other guy.
His wife went to my school and was on my school bus every day. And I was friends with her brother, who died tragically when he crashed his car into a tree. Cheers.
Right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Tragic.
Cheers.
Tragic.
Tragedy.
Hey, it's a true story. Boo, 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 boo.
Boo 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 boo. Boo 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 boo.